I'm going to give you now the first ingredient of this heavenly bread. You know, in the 6th chapter of John, Jesus told his disciples, I am the bread which comes down from heaven. And except a man shall eat of this bread, my body, he shall die. Okay, so the first ingredient in this particular one is nutrition. Now, what I'm doing now, I should tell you, I preached a sermon at Oak Grove, and I dealt with this, and they typed it up off of a cassette, and they sent me a copy of it. Now I have this copy, and I'm going to leave a copy. And what I've done, after they sent me the cassette and the typed up paper, and here it is, the title is Not By Bread Alone, I went through it, and I added to it. And it's several pages. So all I have time to do now is about hit the headlines, just naming the 12 ingredients and maybe a word or two. But I'm leaving this, the whole thing, with Don, and he, I think, will be glad maybe to have some copies made. In our town, you can get copies made for 5 cents a piece. We're going to get to this loaf of bread here pretty quick. So that deals with one ingredient. I should probably add this to it. In the 14th chapter of 2 Nephi in the Book of Mormon, Nephi said, feast upon the words of Christ. You see, we not only have... That reminds me of an experience. I need to get all these 12 in here. That's not going to leave much time for experience and illustrations. But alongside the San Joaquin River in California, I had some old bee combs I needed to melt up, and I threw them in a little vat, built a fire in it, and melted these combs. And it was a hot day. And it was not too long after my wife and I were married. So she was sitting off on the bank of the river under willow trees. I got too hot. I evidently had a sunstroke, probably a mild one. And I had to get out of there. So I have to watch this. But one very hot day up here by where I have one of my bee yards, and I have practiced for many, many years carrying one of the sacred books with me and reading them while I eat. Now, there's been times when I have been sitting down to eat in a restaurant, reading the Book of Mormon or some other of our scriptures, and the Spirit had just flooded me, and I was so emotional. What should we say? I'm not an emotional man. But I had to just stop eating and rest a while until this thing kind of relaxed me. But anyway, I got a pint of ice cream. I sat down in the shade. It was noon. As I was sitting there in the shade with this on a beehive super, eating this ice cream, oh, was it delicious. And then I was reading something in the Book of Mormon at the same time, and there came over me that wonderful Spirit of God, and it was just as delicious or more delicious, as Nephi says, feast on the words of Christ. If you're feasting on something, then you are eating something that is delicious to you, right? Okay. Let's move on now. That takes care of the second ingredient. The first ingredient, doesn't it? Where am I here?